This is Radio Nepal. I'm Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. President Bidyadev Bhandari on a three-day visit to Sudurpashchim State from today. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rain with thunderstorm across the country. And death toll rises to 20 from violence in Indian capital during clashes between opposition protesters. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadev Bhandari is on a three-day visit to Sudurpashchim State from today. President Bhandari is attending various functions in five districts including Baitadi in the state during her visit. President Bhandari is inaugurating the World Nepal Literature Festival at Dhangadi, Kailali and inspecting a drinking water project. Similarly, President Bhandari will conduct a special puja at Tripura Sundari Bhagwati Temple of Baitadi on Thursday. According to Chief District Officer of Baitadi, Ananda Powdel, President Bhandari is inaugurating the Bhimdatta Polytechnic Institute of Patan and a hostel. Similarly, President Bhandari is visiting Ugratara Temple of Darildura and will attend the Sukla Fata Festival at Kanchanpur, according to the Office of the Chief Minister and Council of Ministers at State. The Bagmati State Government is set to expand the Chief Minister People Health Examination Program across the state. The program was launched 9 months ago with the aim of ensuring easy access to health service to all people of the state. Initially started from 5 hospitals in 5 districts of the state, the program will be expanded to 15 hospitals of 13 districts from coming mid-March, said Minister for Social Development of the state, Yuvraj Dulal. Under this program, the target group including senior citizens, Dalits, women, marginalized community and poor people will get free health checkups from 15 hospitals, including Hetera Hospital, where the program takes place, and other citizens for a minimum charge. 4 persons were arrested with red panda hide from Kapan, Kathmandu. The Metropolitan Crime Control Division made public the arrested ones on Tuesday. The arrested ones were Surya Bahadur Bhujel from Sindhuli, Sukh Bahadur Lama from Dhading, Kamala Tamang from Kathmandu and Yuvraj Sapkota from Kaski, said Senior Superintendent of Police Sahakul Thapa. The police team mobilized by the division launched a search on tip off that the parts of endangered animal were being sold. They were arrested from Budanilikanta municipality. The division further said the arrested ones were handed over to the District Forest Office Kathmandu for further investigation and action. The District Chamber of Commerce and Industry has decided to organize the Dolakha Festival for 10 days beginning from 4th March. The festival is being organized in light of Visit Nepal Year 2020. The event to be held at Charikot Playground has aimed at boosting the economic, social and cultural aspects in the district. District Chair of the Chamber, Indra Bahadur Shrestha, informed that the investment conference as part of the festival had aimed at bringing in much investment in diverse sectors. The government is preparing to undergo a census of 100 rhinos, an endangered animal, from 14th March, and the act will begin from Chitwan National Park. According to a spokesperson of National Parks and Wildlife Conservation Department, Vishnu Prasad Shrestha, all preparations for the counting were completed, adding that the technical officials will be trained a week before the rhino census. Shrestha said that the department has allocated Rs. 11 million for the counting of rhinos. As per the plan, the rhinos will be counted in Chitwan National Park and Parsa National Park in the first phase, while the job will be carried out in Bardia National Park and Sukla Fata National Park in the next step. The weather across the country will be partly to fully cloudy today due to the influence of a westerly low pressure wind, as well as there is possibility of rain with thunderstorm at some places, according to Weather Forecasting Division. Meteorologist Samir Shrestha said that the sky has remained cloudy and rain is taking place in the country following low pressure wind system and impact of a westerly wind. Meteorologist Shrestha added that the impact of the westerly wind will be decreased gradually from Thursday. According to division, the skies of western part of the country will be cloudy and weather of the remaining areas will be clear in general on Thursday. Similarly, the weather in hilly areas of the country will remain partly cloudy, while other parts will be clear on Friday. As per the latest details of the division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is 6.7 degrees Celsius and maximum temperature 22 degrees Celsius. You are listening to Nepal's 2 p.m. news bulletin. On to some international updates now. 20 people have been killed in Delhi in the deadliest violence the Indian capital has seen in decades. The clashes first broke out on Sunday between protesters in favor of a controversial new Indian citizenship law and those against it. The violence has taken on religious overtones, with Hindu and Muslim groups fighting each other. The clashes have come during U.S. President Donald Trump's first official visit to the country. The Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics say is anti-Muslim, has sparked massive protests since it was passed last year, and some of those have turned violent. But the demonstrations in Delhi have been peaceful until now. Several European countries have announced their first coronavirus cases, with all appearing to be linked to the growing outbreak in Italy. Austria, Croatia and Switzerland say the cases involve people who had been to Italy, as did Algeria in Africa. The first positive virus test has been recorded in Latin America. A Brazilian resident just returned from Italy. Italy has in recent days become Europe's worst affected country, with more than 300 cases and 11 deaths. But its neighbors have decided closing borders will be disproportionate. Health ministers from France, Germany, Italy and the European Union Commission committed to keeping frontiers open at a meeting on Tuesday as new cases of the virus emerge throughout Europe and in central and southern Italy. At least 20 civilians, including 9 children, were killed in Syrian army strikes in the Idlib region on Tuesday, a Syrian human rights monitor said. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said schools and hospitals were among the targets. Regime forces have been fighting a fierce offensive to seize the Idlib, the last major territory in Syria still controlled by rebels and jihadists. About 3 million people are living in desperate conditions in the region. Rami Abdel Rahman, head of the observatory, said strikes targeted both the main city, also called Idlib, and the surrounding areas. A school child and 3 teachers, as well as 2 other people, were killed in Idlib city, he said, while at least 6 children were among the 10 civilians killed in Marat Misrin, a town just north of Idlib city. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. President Bidyadev Bhandari on a 3-day visit to Sudurpashchim state from today. Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast rain with thunderstorm across the country, and day toll rises to 20 from violence in Indian capital during clashes between opposition protesters. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.